Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Five Samaritans jump into a cold Long Island canal to save a couple in a car that plunged into it.
I'm looking at his face. Oh, my God, his life.
Good news about New York's red zones. To the point, the governor plans an announcement.
Mask mandate for all Westchester schools.
Masks also must be worn on school buses.
I'm Sean Adams in New Rochelle.
New Jersey is in new trouble, and the governor is worried.
These numbers are sobering, I have to say.
So what will he do? Dr. Fauci won't engage with President Trump, who called him a disaster.
It's like in The Godfather, nothing personal, strictly business, as far as I'm concerned. You know?
Monday night misery for the Cowboys.
80-yard bomb! What a catch!
And the Rays and Dodgers play Game 1 of the World Series tonight.
This is Tuesday, 10:20.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day. With fewer commercials.
I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. Thanks for being here again on a brand new day, Tuesday, 20th of October. It's going to be a nice day. We're going to have highs into the 70s. We have a story of what some of us are capable of when we are pressed into action. You never know when you might be called upon to do something heroic, and how would you react? People on Long Island carried out a road rescue that can make us all feel good about humanity at a time we really need to feel good about humanity. But let's begin right now with another good news story. Things are going so much better in the New York City red zone, so much so that Governor Cuomo plans an announcement of some sort tomorrow about a change to the borders of those restriction zones. Brooklyn went from 5.8% to 5.2% positivity rate. Queens even better, from 3.3 to 2.3 in just a week. And things are going surprisingly well here in the nation's largest school district, to the point the mayor is calling it a model for all of America. Marla Diamond is live with the numbers and news. Marla, good morning. All right. Sounds like Marla is not being able to get our signal just now. We're having some connectivity issues this morning. It has been a challenge, but we'll get through it. Meantime, we'll segue over to the mask story, and that's WCBS reporter Sean Adams, who's across the border in Westchester, where the COVID case number is back to where it was in June now. Sean's in New Rochelle with news about a mask mandate. Sean, we assume that masks were already required for students,
Can you talk to me on
In essence, they were. You know, most schools already require masks. But as we saw in Rockland County, this mask mandate, what it does is it codifies the requirement, and it gives the health department enforcement power. County Executive George Latimer says this applies to all schools, public and private, plus.
Under the order, masks also must be worn on school buses. And the order does not allow for an exception except for those who have medical issues. There is an exception allowed for that. But there are no other exceptions other than those that are for medical issues.
More than 1,000 active cases in Westchester, the highest number since June. Health officials suspect this is probably linked to the return to school and extracurricular activities. So the county is going to reevaluate youth sports to see if additional precautions should be taken. Wayne?
Sean, are these Westchester numbers, are they contained to a certain area?
Well, unlike what we've seen recently in Rockland County, where there is a definite red zone, it's centered in a couple of different communities. Westchester search, it appears to be spread across the map. Now, New Rochelle, where we are this morning, this city has the highest numbers for sure right now. around 170, more than 170, and that seems to be linked in most part to a spike at Iona College. But when you look at other places that you know had relatively low numbers, they're starting to tick up a bit. So Rye, 16 cases. Now that doesn't sound like a lot, but for a long time Rye had no cases, one case, two, three. Greenberg has 28, Mount Pleasant 29, and when you go farther north to the remote parts of the county, Yorktown 32, Cortland 37, North Salem 21, you can see the numbers are ticking up all across the board.
All right, great local reporting there. Thank you, Sean Adams in Westchester this morning. You know, we were thinking that when the schools open up, they could possibly be incubators. I mean, you think about the teachers' unions concerned about that, and that has not apparently been the case so far in New York City. And I think we have WCBS reporter Marla Diamond right now. Marla. Yeah, I guess not. All right, we'll see if we can put that together at some point. But the general story there is that the city infection rate in the schools has been phenomenally low, a fraction of a percentage point. The daily case numbers have doubled over the past month in New Jersey, and that is sobering to Governor Phil Murphy. So why, Steve Burns, is the governor not considering new rules?
He says the spread doesn't seem to be coming from any singular public activity, but more from private gatherings.
Those gatherings that are beyond our ability to regulate and or properly enforce. Our best sense and our best advice is this is an individual call to arms right now.
New Jersey has now seen enough cases recently to qualify for its own travel quarantine list.
I would prefer they didn't travel. Now, I don't mean commuting into work and back, although there's a lot less of that than there was 8 months ago, but I mean just as a general matter.
In New York, Governor Cuomo earlier acknowledged New Jersey's numbers are a problem, but said he's not sure border controls are possible.
Steve Burns reporting, stock futures are indicating a higher open after a lower day yesterday. Joe Connolly is here now with one of the big money stories this morning, and Joe, it's about where people are hiring.
Yeah, Wayne, new reports show that companies in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut all added back tens of thousands of jobs in September. In all three states, jobs increased in business and professional services, in education and healthcare, and leisure and hospitality as more businesses reopened. But there are also still tens of thousands fewer jobs in all three states than there were back in March. And higher than usual numbers of people seem to be retiring or not looking for a job. Hiring depends on the industry. The home builders and contractors' confidence index hit a record high again. Apprenticeship programs are more popular again. In some cases, students and middle-aged people changing careers are in apprenticeship programs, including for good tech jobs, where they go to a community college 2 days a week and work the other 3 days a week on the job at a company needing employees, and those companies usually hire them. Indeed.com is starting virtual job fairs. People also say they're making more use of LinkedIn. I don't recall a period, Wayne, when there have been more searches for new solutions to entirely new situations that we're facing.
Yeah, this is a game-changing time for sure, Joe. And when you think of people who are already employed and want to stay employed, if you hear your boss trashing you, it's not usually a good sign. The Anthony Fauci story coming up on the Morning News Roundup.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have to take a minute here to tell you about what happened on Long Island yesterday when three cars crashed on Montauk Highway about noontime. One went right through a fence into a canal below South 9th Street in Copaig. Richard Ortmund happened to be standing right by the canal when he heard the crash, and he saw it.
It was in the air, and it landed perfectly in that water there, and that car was going down and down and down.
Richard couldn't believe what he saw next. Five Good Samaritans jumping into the cold and murky water, smashing the window, and managing to pull out two people, who Suffolk County Police Inspector Kevin Kane says were not breathing.
When off-duty, Lake Success police officer administered CPR. Initially, there was no pulse, no breathing. They're both now conscious and alert.
And all these people saved this elderly couple, 78-year-old Joseph Abitabile of Massapequa and his 76-year-old wife, Dolores. Audio, by the way, courtesy of CBS2 and Carolyn Gussoff. Boy, you talk about heroes, huh? Let's go to our sports heroes here. The Giants fans had to enjoy watching the Cowboys, minus Dak, get crushed. Brad Heller's here with that update. Brad.
Yeah, Wayne, good morning. The Cowboys turned it over four times last night in a 38-10 home loss to the Cardinals. Andy Dalton, who started in place of Dak Prescott, threw two interceptions, and Zeke Elliott fumbled on back-to-back possessions in the first half.
I'm supposed to be a guy this team can rely on. I'm supposed to be a guy that this team can lean on when times get rough. And I just wasn't that today. I got us started off to a terrible start. The defense were playing. They were playing well. But I killed our momentum. Two fumbles. I can't do that.
Now, the Cowboys are 2-4. They're still in first place in the brutal, really awful NFC East. And the Giants at 1-5, just one game back going into Thursday night's game against the Eagles in Philadelphia. First game of the doubleheader last night, Wayne. The Chiefs going on the road to Buffalo beat the Bills 26-17.
All right, game one of the World Series. You think this might be the Dodgers' year?
Well, you know, they've been to the World Series. This will be their third time in the last 4 years. They lost to the Astros the year the Astros were sign-stealing in 2017. Lost to the Red Sox in 2018. They have the offense, and we'll see if Clayton Kershaw can finally get things done in the World Series. Wayne, he's going to start game one tonight. The Dodgers have lost the last three Kershaw starts in the World Series, and you really can't name anybody on the Rays, but they are the best team in the American League all year. We saw them beat the Yankees, and they got to the World Series going seven games in the ALCS. So should be a good one tonight. Should be a long series for sure, but very interesting to see if the Dodgers can break through and win their first World Series title since 1988.
Brad, thank you. Sponsored by Dell. Dell Tech Advisors are right there, focused on you, to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform. Keeping your small business ready. Call 877-ASK-DELL. You got the WCBS Morning News Roundup on your podcast, on your radio, and here are three things to know right now. We'll start with the debate. Thursday night, President Trump has grudgingly agreed to the Commission on Debate's decision to mute the mics during the candidate's two-minute opening statement. So you remember what happened last time. It's not going to happen this time, apparently. No interruptions. Mr. Trump calls that very unfair, but he's going to do it. Two, the beloved actor Jeff Bridges has announced he is battling lymphoma. It's a serious disease, but he's lucky to have good doctors. Third thing, Thanksgiving. People are planning ways to see their families without exposing each other. So they're turning garages into propane-heated dining rooms, for example. The door's wide open, as some take the advice of the governor, Ned Lamont, in Connecticut.
Stay close to home this holiday season. Stay close to home for Thanksgiving, and I think we'll be a lot safer for it.
Now, Dr. Fauci, reacting to President Trump, calling him a disaster and saying he and other health experts are idiots. Mayor de Blasio says following Dr. Fauci's advice is why New York City schools are doing so well now. First, the doctor on our sister station, KNX, trying to stay on message about masks and distancing.
That's the only thing I really care about. That other stuff, you know, it's like in The Godfather, nothing personal, strictly business. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I just want to do my job and take care of the people of this country. That's all I want to do.
Well, the president's attack on Fauci came as the mayor of New York City pointed to really good numbers in the school system now.
What a day to be talking about this. Here you have the president of the United States attacking Dr. Fauci very personally. Dr. Fauci, who's been the person who has really led this nation to understand the importance of following the science here. Well, we don't follow Donald Trump's approach. I actually believe the best way to do this is look at the facts, listen to the scientists and the healthcare leaders, let the science guide us. What the science taught us was we could open our schools safely with a lot of precautions in place and a lot of testing. And what we are getting back is incredibly gratifying. This is less than a 0.2% positivity level. This is below anything you've seen anywhere in the country. Nation's largest school system open and operating in a very healthy, safe manner. And it's really encouraging what this means for where we go in New York City going forward, because this says, you know what? We actually have figured out the model. This is the model the whole country should be following. Follow the numbers and the data, and it will take you to the place that actually works. So I'm very, very proud for all the people in our school system who have done this the right way.
I think it's worth pointing out these numbers. They've tested in the New York City schools now 16,298. Keep that number in mind, 16,298. and there were 28 positives. 20 of them were staff members. Download the Morning News Roundup podcast. Search for it where you get your podcast. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.